Welcome to a brand new episode of the Internet's Most Hated Mafia-Themed Geek Podcast, the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. Is I, the Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and frontman. Welcome to the first of several panels that we managed to record at Nerd Squat / Main Street Comic-Con / Waynesboro Main Street Comic-Con /... Well, we don't know. Well, I say that because if you kind of listen to our last episode, we didn't really know what this Comic-Con was called, because on Facebook they had one particular name, in the store that kind of was putting this on had a different name, yet we saw yet still a third name, so we're kind of using two names in regards to this. That is Nerd Squat and Main Street Comic-Con. And as stated, this is the first panel recorded, and it is George's panel. George has been on the show before. He was a great guy. I'm not just saying that because he got me a ride there, which allowed us to get a lot of great content for all of you out there. As some of you know that follow us on certain aspects of social media, whether it's YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or what have you, know that we've been putting up a crap ton, or we have put up a crap ton of content already. We still got some more stuff to put up. As of posting this episode, I have a review that will be posted up, a movie review posted up on our YouTube channel, so stay tuned for that. Plus, another con-related thing that we'll be putting up on both Facebook and YouTube. But still, this is George's day in regards to this, and this was his first panel, and his panel was titled, Rented Lips. I am tired. I practically got zero sleep last night. So this was, again, his first panel, and his panel was titled The Art of the Punchline, and it's kind of about puns, how jokes are kind of set up on in regards to comic strips and all that. Now, that being said, here is the disclaimers that we normally put out in regards to convention panels that we are allowed to record. Now, number one, we always ask the folks that we put when we record these panels before putting them up and recording them. We always ask. If we get a yes, we record them. If we get a no, we don't. So, that's number one. So, George was gratefully polite and said yes. So we're grateful that we got a chance to record his panel. Number two, it is his content, his presentation. We were, again, graciously allowed to record and present his panel for all of you. And thus doing so, it gives his panel the ability to go to a wider audience and thus also provide us content and provide a way of promoting this event to others that are out there. Number four, I think, this panel, even though it was a traditional panel in regards to Comic-Con, it's meaning that it's something that you'd normally find at a Comic-Con or a pop culture show in a way. But the thing is, where it was held. Now, most, as some of you out there who are frequent con goers kind of know what a atypical convention panel is, or how it's set up. You have a table, you have, you know, people sitting there doing a presentation or talking about whatever the topic is at hand. Now, that's probably one of the downfalls for where this was located. They didn't really give, there was a table set up for us to, in essence, record. There was a table for, I don't know if they wanted to project a type of image on a screen or several images on a screen, like maybe a 3x3 table or a 2x2 table. They wouldn't It's a little bit of a hurdle in regards to that. The mic setup was Windows. Now, for audio recording, that's not an issue. Honestly, due to one spot and the bay window scenario, which kind of street was made, no one really sitting. There was a lot of wandering around back part. So regards to it, you're hearing it pretty much in its entirety. There were several 20 seconds, so about a minute total out of a whiteboard, and all you heard was the pen on the board. So those overly large chunks were removed. So that's it. You couldn't really, because there was background noise. This was part of the issue in regards to setup. I don't know if it was safety reasons or anything like that, but for those of you out there who go to conventions regularly, what the convention centers or like closed the door itself. Where this was set up, they did, then you hear folks at the restaurant part of this establishment doing orders and general people talking. So you could still hear George, and you tend to get that background noise. You'll hear that. So again, I hope you enjoyed George's panel, and I'll see all of you on the other side.
All right, you guys. So my name is George. Welcome to what we call the art of the punchline. Now, the punchline is very important when it comes to comic art, and it also comes to design, because when you're doing the punchline, you have to come up with the joke, the butt of the joke. All right, thank you. So we're gonna skip through, and I'm gonna use Pearl Before Spine, Steve Passias, as a great example. Three panel comic strip. Start out with a kicker. It's like, hey, crash test guy, how's your work? We've been making a lot of progress. Really? Learning the job, terrific. That's the middle. So that's where your punchline now comes in. Where your progress continued. No, at some point, I'll hit a wall. And then you have the end, which is, why did you write that bad pun? And of course, Steve Passias is known for doing that, because in comedy, a well-structured joke ends with a big reveal known as the punchline. In this case, he made it in number two, and then he did the topper, which is at the end, saying, please don't do that joke. You know, take a well-timed joke and you just stretch it over many panels, or in this case, say a comic book. Say you're making a comic book about superheroes. You want a punchline. So, who's the superhero going to be fighting? And what's going to be the big reveal, punchline of the story? But the first idea is you need to brainstorm. Because when you brainstorm, think of what your point of view is. Have a unique perspective to your punchline to make it funny. Over here? Okay, beautiful. So you want to make your punchline funny. You want to grab the audience's attention. So take a look at this well-known joke. Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side. Oh, sorry. So we're actually going to take a look at that. So we took a little panel here, and we took it, and then we did the four square, or the three square, or four square, little comic idea. So, panel one, the chicken is looking, thinking about crossing the road. And then it zooms in to panel two, the face of the chicken. He has this excitement. I am going to cross this road. And then he is crossing the road, only to see there's a KFC on the other side. So you kind of know, just by looking at the KFC, where the chicken is going and what's going to happen, because behind it, there might be a factory. There might be something. It's your punchline. You know, it's there. But when you take a look at the punchline, you always carry around what you call a little black book. This comes with all the ideas and everything in it of coming up with the ideas, such as punchlines. You can do one-liner jokes, writing your punchline. You can do one-liner jokes like I did here. Don't mind me. Is this a mime? And it's like, don't mind me. And you tighten your joke, target your punchline to your audience, end on a button. You want the audience to laugh. You need to groan. Some people say, why did you do this? Well, it's still funny, especially when it comes to comics, because Steve Passias has been doing it for years, and his jokes are absolutely horrible, but he makes money. because people like puns. And practice your joke out loud. Just practice it over and over again. And because, well, let's draw together. I'm going to erase my funky little chicken here. So, let's see. Want someone out there give me an eye, give me, I don't know, a celebrity.
Donald Trump.
Seriously? Trump. Okay. So we got Trump.
That's Donald in it,
dude. Yeah, so the easiest way to do say Donald is you got the little funky little hair, and of course you say Donald Trump, and then you can have him as a duck, and you got Donald Duck. And of course you got Donald Trump, and you got this little thing and this little tie going down there, and you know, Donald Trump. You know, the joke is he's a duck, because Donald as in Donald Duck or Donald Duck Trump. So you kind of get that idea. And of course, then let's take Will Smith. You could do Will Smith as say Will Smith. And when you think of Smith, you're thinking Will Smith. You can also become Whale Smith, play on words, or Will Smithing, as he's a blacksmith because he's making things. He does a play on words, or Abraham Inksy, because instead of Abraham Lincoln, Abraham Inksy, he's an ink. So just play around, you can come up with ideas. The point is, you can just get the joke across, get it out there. People know the joke, and I'm dropping badges, but that's okay. It's just an ice cream badge, but that's perfectly fine. So, punchline. Get the punchline out. Be simple. Make sure people know the joke. Don't be over too complicated. With comic artists, you want to draw the punchline out or a joke out in multiple frames. Just like with the, going back to the chicken, why did the chicken cross the road? Of course, now we know to get the other side, but in this case, it went to Kentucky Fried Chicken because it was looking for a job and there's a factory back there because they're hiring. Thank you. But, want to do more? Okay. So let's go into my little black book because I got all my little punchlines in here. Because when you talk about punchlines, let's see here. So when you talk about punchlines like a Master Chief, you can take Master Chief and turn to Master Chef, and he now has a hat. Or you got the Bear Grylls. When you see her to wear bear, it's a bear. Then you got Bear Grylls. 9-inch nails, 9-inch snails. You know, or Finn Diesel instead of Hamilton Anderson, Elon Muskrat, yeah, or Hipstore, Reading Rambo. Oh, careful there, guys. And when you think of Star Wars, you can think of like Millennial Falcon.
Die.
Or if you add a little Nintendo humor, Millennial Falcon Punch. Spider Pig, of course you know that one. Let's see what else I got in here. So, you know, you can do lots of things with punchlines. Of course, punchlines, you know, they draw everything together. They make the joke funny. Especially, we all like those one-liners, especially with those one little boxes that you see in your papers. You know, one in particular that everyone... How to get your joke across to readers, especially when you're doing art, because I do pun art.
Give him a topic, anything.
Celebrity, it can be anything, because you can make jokes about anything.
Give him a celebrity, anyone.
A lamp.
A lamp. Okay, I can do a lamp. So with a lamp, you can do, say, you have a little desk. And we'll put a drawer, and then we can draw the lamp on top. And you got yourself a one night stand. You know, you can just do anything with anything. Like,
do the Donald Trump one again.
Oh.
That's hilarious.
Want me to do Donald Trump?
Yeah. Dude, this is hilarious.
So, Donald Trump. So, when you do Donald Trump, for instance, you can do the little funky little hair. And of course, when you think of Donald Trump, you're thinking of him as Donald Duck. So you got Donald Duck Trump. And of course,
and then do the Will Smith one.
Donald Duck Trump.
Will Smith.
Will Smith? I'm Will Smith. So when you talk about Will Smith, you can do multiple things with Will Smith. Like, you got Will Smith. It's a play on play of words. You can then take Will, you can do Whale Smith, or say Will Smithing, because now Will Smith is a blacksmith. And then you draw it out in one panel, and of course, it's absolutely funny. Or if you're talking about comic art, of course, everyone's favorite is, of course, you got the one panel. And then one panel would be like, let's see. I know this is quick and horrible, but like, yeah, it's not supposed to be like Wolverine. But like for Wolverine, it's like Wolverine quits the X-Men, and now he gets a job working at the burger joint. And of course, he's there slicing up burgers in the background using his little claws and slicing up things. You know, you can do anything with a punchline, but the point of the punchline is to get it across. Yes? Okay.
A horse in a barn.
Of course, the horse one is, that's everyone's favorite. Horse in a barn. And of course, you got the horse in the barn, and the joke that goes with the horse is quite a long face. Yes? Okay. A trampoline. Okay, well, this one's going to be a stretch, but with a trampoline, you can do, say...
Sorry, George. You didn't think about it, but you said this is going to be a stretch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you can do something like Lady in the Trampoline instead of Lady in the Tramp. You know, you have to stop and think about that. So think about the famous scene, they're eating Italian dinner, but instead you got the trampoline and spaghetti is bouncing everywhere. It's a big mess.
One more. We have time for one more.
Anyway? Do one more.
Anyway? Something creative, something unique, something different. Anyway?
Yes.
Could you call me a...
You have a challenge.
A hip-pull, and a car.
A pip-pull?
Hip-pull and a car.
Hip-pull?
Hippo.
Hippo and a car. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can do that. Let's think of the... Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that. So... For a hippo, you can do a punchliner, so think of the clowns. So in this case, you got a very tiny car, but the hippo is so huge that the hippo is now... So the hippo is kind of like outside the car, because you think of clown cars, think of hippos are big. So the punchline with that is you draw a giant hippo squeeze into a tiny car, just driving like a clown. All right. Any questions? Nope. All right, well, I do appreciate you guys for stopping by. Feel free to stop by my stand. I do a lot of pun art, one-liners, get you guys moving, and I do have some free art, so feel free to stop by. And thank you guys.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, that was the art. Oh, the punchline panel presented by George, who is a good friend of the show. So First off, if you have any questions or comments or smart remarks in regards to the panel, please send them to us via email, which is longcoatmafia@gmail.com, or post up a comment on our Facebook, the pinned post on the Facebook page, our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ The Long Coat Mafia Podcast, or just you could DM us on Facebook, and we'll send those questions, comments, and other to George. And if we get an answer back, we'll kind of on air let you all know what those questions and the comments and the answers to or replies to all that to all of you on air. Now, I know the sound was kind of again wonky. Again, it was a weird environment to record with everybody wandering around and just a weird setup. Eventually, we'll get more mics to mic the crowd better, but I tried amplifying some of the comments and questions, but with a lot of the ambient background noise, it just didn't work out that well. I am sorry. Again, this is George's panel, his content, and he was so graciously allowed us to record his content. Up next, I think, is Donnie's prop panel. I'm not exactly sure how long his panel lasted. I know it didn't last the full hour, but we have to kind of trim it down to see how it is and see how well he did and provide it, post it up for all of you to hear. So it might be another short episode like this one. So that's that. And then we had the cosplay panel, which is the kind of the, it was titled, let's see, the cosplay was titled, or say the cosplay panel was titled, let's see, it was workshop becoming your character, becoming your character workshop. And that was our longest panel with about an hour. Then after that is the art of character design workshop. So that I think also would be a short panel, but still it's content for all of you and something that we like to provide for all of you that kind of missed out on the show and can't really for whatever reason travel to a convention or show. So we'll try to clean things up, see how things are presented, kind of take out time. Again, if you wish to contact us in regards to anything, you could do so by sending us an email at longcoatmafia@gmail.com, or posting up a comment or question on the pinned post on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/ The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. While you're there, hit that like button so when we post new videos, photos, and other stuff to our Facebook page, you'll be able to catch it. And that also includes announcements and all that other fun jazz that we might be doing, like either during the week or if we have a day off on the weekend, we'll be able to do that and let all of you know in regards to that. We also have a Twitter account. We're trying to get back in the whole Twitter things, especially now once we are able to get back on our feet. Our Twitter handle is Longcoat Mafia. So while you're there, hit that follow button, and that way you'll be able to see our tweets as we are able to post them up. We also have an Instagram account. Our Instagram account is also Longcoat Mafia. We post when we take photos. We usually take them via our cell phone. That way we're able to provide you with kind of instant content right away and send them out to all of you. So normally our Instagram usually gets the first photos of an event that we are out or at, and we tend to post up some memes on our Instagram account and all that fun jazz. So if you like, hit that like button. What else? We do have a Twitch account. We will start streaming some stuff on. We could get the Twitch app for our PS4, and maybe we could play with friend our PS4 and see what happens there. I know we were able to do that with our Xbox One, and kind of do cam thing. But we'll get to that once we get back online. What else? We do have a YouTube channel. A lot of search for the Long Coat Mafia podcast. We are the only channel that comes up. And don't forget to click on that channel, because you're going to see some now our channel. We're the only channel that comes up. Click on it, and while you're there, before you click on any video, hit that subscribe button, because we don't like how YouTube has this moving of the goalpost ordeal, and we want to be able to not have the whole numbers and letters combination up. We want to be able to have YouTube.com, the Long Coat Mafia podcast, as our YouTube URL. So please hit that subscribe button. And if you see videos you like, don't forget to hit that play button and hit that like button. Especially that like button, because that tells YouTube that they should notice us more, and therefore you get a chance to help us grow our family. So, speaking of hitting that like button and leaving us positive things, we are on, if you are on a desktop or a laptop computer, we are found on iTunes, Stitcher Radio. I think you can find us on Google, Amazon Music, on your desktop, plus Stitcher Radio. I think I said Stitcher Radio. So it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher Radio, plus we're, you know, a few other places right now. But if you're able to leave us a positive review, or a star rating, or a like on our on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Stitcher or something like that, please do so. That tells places like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and iTunes and all that that we are worthy of positive attention, and we get ranked a little bit higher, hopefully, fingers crossed, if they don't decide to be a little bit weird and just say it puts you in the limelight or doesn't. So please do so. We ask you as a favor if you want to do that. It's free to do so. We do have a main website. It is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And yes, the word the is part of the URL. So while you're there, you're able to, while you're at the site, not only are you able to stream any of our shows and our back catalog, that's pretty much over 280 episodes of content for you. That's a lot of hours of content dating back for over 5 years worth of content. So you could stream it, or you could download any of the content and listen to it at your leisure. So yes, you're able to do that. If you're on a mobile device, no matter what it is, you're able to listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Amazon Music. Some of you out there might have noticed that I didn't say Google Podcasts yet, or Google Play. Yes, we do have a Google Play Music on it, but we're still kind of poking Google with a stick to figure out why we can't transfer our RSS feed to over their podcast section, because for some ungodly reason, Google Podcast thinks that our little section belongs to somebody else's podcast, you know, or in essence, our podcast, the RSS feed for us belongs to another podcast, not us. So we're still trying to figure out what's going on, and everything is freaking automated on Google. They don't want to listen. So we're not, until everything's straightened out with Google, we're not going to really say Google Podcast or Google Play Music for right now. We're still utilizing the library for a few things. We will see you next week with some more panels. maybe because things that we have covered on this panel, say with this event, we might do, yes, we'll probably return to a couple of retrospectives we covered, meaning we might do a Jesse L. Green retro interview, retro, all that. So I can't wait to provide you with the rest of this content. And no, I'm not padding Tony's prop panel. So we'll see how that unfolds next.
You've been listening to the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, the internet's most hated and mafia-themed geek podcast.